Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about the difference between planning and doing. This week I want to talk about the difference between something being wrong and something just being not right. And here's what I mean. So one of the things that happens a lot, and I've been seeing it a lot lately, is that people come in and they tend to confess the things that they've done wrong. I think there are probably two places that people sort of confess their wrongdoings: church and with their psychologist, with their counselor, with their therapist. So what I've had recently is sort of a whole string of people coming in, feeling bad about themselves and sort of confessing the reasons why they feel bad about themselves, confessing the things that they feel like they've done wrong. And more often than not, it tends to be things that are not what I would call immoral, but things that other people may not be happy with. For instance, I was talking to somebody the other day and they were saying, you know, my wife's really unhappy with all the things I've done since we've been married. And I said, like what? And I was expecting him to say something like, well, I got caught cheating on her, or I've been just a general prick, or I used to be abusive, or whatever the case may be. I thought he was going to say something along those kind of lines. Instead, basically what he says is, you know, well, I'm not very motivated as a person. I'm kind of a lazy individual, and I haven't really achieved as much in life as maybe I thought I would, or as maybe as she thought I would, things like that, those sort of things. And it got me started thinking, because to me, you being lazy isn't wrong, right? Not morally wrong. It might not be the best quality. It might be something we would like to work on improving. But to me, feeling bad about myself overall as a person because of a negative trait, to me, doesn't really sort of make much sense. The other problem is that people take these things not as something they need to improve, but as an indication that something's wrong with them, that they're defective in some way, you know, that being lazy isn't something that everybody does sometimes. Being lazy is a sign of a poor character, or it's a sign of being a bad person, or not being the type of person I want to be, or the type of person I should be. The problem for me is that a lot of the things that people say they do that are wrong aren't actually wrong, not in the moral sense. To me, there's a difference between something not being good and it being wrong. But a lot of people confuse these two things. They kind of conflate them. And so anything that's not good, anything that's not perfect, anything that's not exactly the way it should be is wrong. And if I'm doing any of those sort of things, then not only am I doing something that's wrong, then I'm a bad person. And then they sort of globalize this poor quality or this negative trait they have, and then it becomes their identity. It becomes the thing that defines them overall as a bad person. But I think we have to push back on that at every turn. I think we have to push back on that every chance we get. And here's why. I think that there are plenty of reasons to feel bad about ourselves, right? I don't think we need to go looking for reasons. And what I mean is, I think all of us over the course of a lifetime are going to do things we could feel bad about. All of us over the course of a lifetime are going to make bad decisions. All of us over the course of a lifetime are going to do things we know we shouldn't do, or we're going to do things that other people think we shouldn't have done. And so to me, just because you do something that's not what other people would do, or sometimes when you do something even you know you shouldn't have done, it doesn't make you a bad person. It just means you did something wrong. And to me, this leads to problems because people tend to generalize and they tend to label themselves based on the things they do or don't do. And so somebody's, you know, says they're lazy, and they don't mean it as they, you know, sometimes they're unmotivated or sometimes they don't get things done. They mean it sort of overall, globally. They're kind of a lazy piece of shit person. The problem is there are very few things you're going to encounter in your life that are issues of morality. Very few. There are some. I mean, no doubt about it. There are definitely some things, right? I mean, if I'm like walking through the store and I see like somebody's wallet laying on the floor and there's like, you know, $500 sticking out of the wallet, you know, that's an issue of morality. Do I like put it in my pocket? Do I like turn it in? Like, right. And so that would be an issue of morality maybe somebody would encounter. But in general, most of the issues we encounter in life aren't issues of morality. There's something different, right? It's a matter of preference, or it's a matter of lifestyle, or it's a matter of beliefs, or it's something like that. But it's not necessarily an issue of morality. So how do you know the difference, right? How do you know the difference between an issue that's an issue of morality and an issue that's something else? And for me, it comes down to a very, very sort of simple test. Let me give you an example. I was talking to somebody the other day, And them and their wives had had all sorts of problems because they couldn't decide on where to go for the holiday. I don't remember if it was Labor Day or 4th of July. I genuinely don't remember. At this point, everything kind of blends together. So I don't remember what holiday they were complaining about, what they were arguing about. But they couldn't agree on where they wanted to spend a holiday. And I think the choice came to, you know, spending it with a family, like with kind of a family reunion sort of setting that they didn't really want to go to too much. They weren't really super close to the family. Or spending it with a set of friends and maybe some extended family who they were kind of closer to, who they felt better about. But each one of these came from different sides of the family. So, and I forget which is which, but like, you know, the husband had the family reunion, the wife had the other extended family and friends. I don't know if that's actually true, but let's just say it was for the sake of argument. Keep it moving. And so they were having this big debate, this big argument about what they were supposed to do and what was right and what was wrong. And eventually they had come to a decision that they were going to go to the extended family. They were going to go to the other side of the family. They were going to see some extended family and spend some time with their friends. And they were not going to go to this family reunion sort of picnic, whatever thing it was over here. And the blowback they got from the family that they weren't seeing was pretty immediate. What do you mean you're not coming to the reunion? We, you know, everybody's looking forward to seeing you. What kind of person wouldn't want to come see their family? On and on and on and on and on. But here's the question. Here's the measure for me, right? When we're talking about morality versus something else, to me, here's the question. If we put 100 people in a room and we said, all right, should you go to a family reunion that you don't really want to go to, or should you go spend time with extended family and friends? Which do you think would be the right thing to do? If we ask that question to a group of 100 people, I think we're probably going to get around a 50-50 split. Not exactly. It's like 60-40, 70-30, something like that, you know, whatever. But it's not going to be 100-0. There's not going to be a clear-cut answer. 100 people aren't going to say, go to the family reunion. Some people are going to say, well, if you don't go to the family reunion, don't go. Some people are going to say, well, if you're closer to your extended family on the other side, go see them. Point is, if we ask that question, we're not going to get 100-0. We're going to get 50-50. We're going to get something different. To me, if we ask a question and we get 50-50 or 60-40 or 70-30, it's not an issue of morality. And the reason why I say that is because if we put 100 people in a room and we say, is it okay to steal? Just generally, we don't give any other specifics. We just say, is it okay to steal? It's probably going to be about 100-0. If we say, is it okay to rape somebody? That's going to be 100-0. Is it okay to kill somebody? That's going to be 100-0. When we know what's right or wrong in a certain instance, that's an issue of morality. That's a moral issue. If everybody knows that we should go right and somebody wants to go left, that person going left is doing something immoral. But somebody making a decision I don't agree with, or somebody making a decision their family doesn't agree with, doesn't necessarily mean they're doing something immoral. And the reason why that's important to me is because if the decisions I'm making are moral, then they're just mine to make. If I'm making decisions that are immoral, then I think society writ large has the right to weigh in and say, hey, dumbass, like, you can't be doing immoral things. That's what we built prisons for. Enjoy your stay. Right. And so, like, if I'm doing immoral things, then I think society has a right to kind of tap me on the shoulder and say, get your shit together or get gone. But if we're not talking about issues of morality, then it's just a matter of how I want to live my life. Do I want to live my life at family reunions, or do I want to live my life with friends? Do I want to live my life highly motivated and kicking ass and taking names, or do I want a more laid back approach to life? Something that people might call lazy. What do I want? Which one do I want? Because to me, when we're talking about morals, the answer should be abundantly clear. You just try to do what's moral. You just try to do what's right. If we're not talking about issues of morality, then it's your life to live. You get to choose whatever choices you want. You get to make whatever decisions you want to make, and you get to accept whatever consequences come with those. But to me, this is important. I shouldn't feel bad about myself for choosing to live my life the way I want to. I shouldn't feel bad about who I am because other people don't agree with the choices I've made. They have their life to live. They have their choices to make. I have my life to live. I have my choices to make. Again, when it's issues of morality, I think it's different. When it's issues of preference, when it's matters of opinion, then I think it's my life to live. And if I'm living my life in a way that makes me happy, if you're living your life in a way that makes you happy, I don't think anyone has any room to criticize you, number one. And number two, I don't think you have anything to feel bad about, even if you make mistakes along the way. Because to me, if it's not an issue of morality, even when it is an issue of morality at times, mistakes are going to happen. But especially when it's not an issue of morality, it's my life to live. And I just want to do my best. I just try to make the decisions I think are right at the time. And that's all we want. That's all we can ask. And to me, that's how you begin feeling better about yourself and the life you live. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.